MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 1, 2025. Yankee homecoming wraps up this weekend in Newburyport, and Marblehead schools might lose Metco funding. Mix of sun and clouds near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:41 p.m. Matt Petra reports in the Newburyport Daily News. With much of Yankee homecoming having come and gone, organizers shared their excitement for the upcoming weekend finale while reflecting on what has already been a successful week. One of the first big events of the weekend will be Family Day at Nock Middle School on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with dozens of groups set to have booths and activities set up for kids. After some conversations about possible cancellation, the fireworks display is set to run off at 9:15 p.m. on Saturday. And on Sunday, Yankee homecoming will come to a close with the annual parade set to begin at noon. It begins at the intersection of Mosley Avenue and Ferry Road and follows High Street, ending at State Street. Lee Blender writes in the Marblehead Current, Marblehead Superintendent of Schools John Robideau announced at a school committee meeting Thursday that he recently learned Metco funding is dependent on a community's compliance with 3A, the state's multifamily housing law. Marblehead voters rejected 3A in June. Robideau emphasized that Metco funding was secured for the upcoming school year, but it is at risk after that. Marblehead receives about $500,000 annually in state funding from Metco. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In the Gloucester Times, Stephen Hagan is reporting the town of Rockport is moving closer to repairing the Long Beach seawall, requesting proposals for engineering services for the project. The project, unanimously supported by the select board, calls for the improvement and replacement of more than 500 cubic yards of concrete seawall and the concrete stairs at the westerly end of Long Beach. The almost 100-year-old wall was damaged by storms on March 2 and 3 in 2018. Town Administrator Mitch Vieira said the town is seeking professionals with the pertinent experience. And Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, Salem, Beverly, and Swampscott were among 43 cities and towns across the state that recently earned the distinction of 2025 Housing Choice Communities. Gaining access to state funding opportunities and technical assistance that support housing growth and local planning, according to state officials. The Housing Choice Initiative, now in its eighth year, recognizes communities that are adopting policies that support increased housing production and lower costs. To qualify for the designation, municipalities must meet specific benchmarks for housing production over the past 5 years and demonstrate progress in implementing local policies and best practices, according to the Healy-Driscoll administration. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, St. John's Prep honored its two most recent state championship teams this week, the Springs tennis and lacrosse teams. This tennis team is coached by Mark Metropolis, and the lacrosse team is coached by John Pinchon. The event was held at the Danvers Port Yacht Club. The Red Sox were off yesterday, and tonight they open a weekend series at Fenway Park against the Houston Astros. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.